From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Breaking news out of Thailand, an explosion rocked a commercial hub late Monday in Bangkok at around 7 p.m. local time. The blast hit near a Hindu shrine and marks the worst bombing in the Thai capital in more than a decade. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is on the scene and has reported he has seen many fatalities. More on this story as it develops. The wreckage of what is believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people on board has been found in the eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed while flying through bad weather about 30 minutes after takeoff on Sunday. Officials say the rescue teams are working to get to the crash site. It is not clear if anyone survived. Hundreds of residents in the Chinese port city of Tianjin were displaced after last week's massive explosions protested on Monday. Clive Kui is a resident of the area and one of the many protesting the government's response.
The chemistry explosion ruined the whole area, around 1 kilometer. Many people live here, many pregnant women, many elder people. We don't want to live there anymore.
All this as the death toll rises to 114, including 21 firefighters. Tianjin's vice mayor told reporters Monday that about 700 tons of the toxic chemical sodium cyanide were stored in two locations within the blast site, triggering concerns the city's water supply has been contaminated. The environmental activist group Greenpeace said on Sunday it had tested water in several locations around the site and did not find any cyanide contamination levels, but it has called on China to conduct a comprehensive survey. You're listening to VOA News. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement Monday to end their civil war. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East African bloc, the IGAD. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta posted images on Twitter of the two men talking late on Sunday. The New York Times reported on Sunday that the Obama administration has warned China about the presence of its law enforcement agents inside the United States, covertly pressuring prominent expatriates to return home as part of Beijing's anti-corruption drive. This comes amid heightened tensions and just weeks before a state visit to the U.S. by President Xi Jinping. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
The paper, citing anonymous American officials, says Beijing has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt and is part of President Xi's wider anti-corruption battle, which is popular with the Chinese public. The Times says since 2014, more than 930 suspects have been repatriated, including more than 70 who have returned voluntarily this year. It says while American officials did not disclose the identities or numbers of Chinese being sought, some are wanted for political crimes. One U.S. official says Chinese agents have been trying to track down a wealthy and politically connected businessman who fled to the U.S. last year. The paper says should he seek political asylum, he could become one of the most damaging defectors in the history of the People's Republic. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Sri Lankans are going to the polls Monday for parliamentary elections in which former President Mahindra Rajapakse is hoping to become prime minister. Security is tight as security forces fan out across the country to ensure a free and fair election.
Key issue is reconciliation. Reconciliation. And then our poor have to be looked after. And the good of the whole nation has to be seen to.
Mr. Rajapakse abolished the two-term limit for presidents when he was in office, but lost his bid for a third term in January. Since leaving office, Mr. Rajapakse and some of his closest relatives are facing corruption charges. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law Sunday that calls for the death penalty for some offenses, while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terror attacks. Under the new law, those who form or lead a terror group face punishment up to death, and financing terrorism can bring a life sentence. For journalists, going against the official version of attack means fines of $25,000 to $64,000. Amnesty International calls the law draconian. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.